Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. It's Nobel season, Norbert.
It is, and it's the most visible of science prizes. But there are other coveted awards.
True enough. How about the Lasker Awards, which we call the American Nobels? Because they're a springboard to a Nobel. 86 winners have done so, and 30 in the past decade.
The Lasker has been around since 1945 and recognizes major contributions to medical science or public service in the medical field.
So another is the Breakthrough Prize. This is a new one, started in 2015. One of the founders is Mark Zuckerberg, and it celebrates achievements in life science, fundamental physics, and mathematics.
Among its goal is to broaden popular support for science research and inspire young people to become scientists.
Oh, here's one, and you get to meet the U.S. president. Because that's who hands out the National Medal of Science Award, which is given to scientists in engineering for advancing knowledge in behavioral and social sciences, chemistry, biology, engineering, math, and physics.
To make up for a lack of women in these awards, the L'Oréal UNESCO for Women in Science recognizes women from around the world in physical science, mathematics, computer science, or in the life sciences.
Finally, although not an award, election to the National Academy of Medicine or Science is considered one of the highest honors in the fields of health and medicine.
I have to point out that more Americans win these awards, which speaks to the tradition of quality and innovation in U.S. science.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.